What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of the DMC podcast.
DMC.
I'm your host. You guys know who we are, so we're gonna get straight into this one. Everyone saw the Oscars last night, right? Well, so y'all didn't see the Oscars. Did y'all see the clip?
Yeah.
The slap heard around the world. My man,
that's the perfect way to describe
my man Will Smith said, "I'm tired of this.
It's so hard, boy. I had to pee a little bit."
He said, "I'm tired of this." First of all, what's your thoughts on the slap? Immediate all reaction. Right. You see the slap. What's your immediate reaction?
I'm about to beat your ass.
Have y'all seen Three Strikes? Where that nigga was like, "I'm tired of this nigga," and smack that nigga. Chris Rock did that shit. Chris Rock was really confused, like, this nigga just hit me.
And at that moment, I would have took off on his ass, like, "No, you're not about to slap me in front of everybody. This is on national TV."
Yeah. You the host, though. You got to keep the show going.
Hey, he's from Brooklyn.
Right into the next segment.
Hey, look, I closed my eyes.
And then it's another thing. You, Chris Rock, running down on Will Smith. This nigga played Ali. This nigga done did all kinds of action movies. You not.
They were talking about where the security at. I said, this nigga played Ali. They ain't want no parts of that, nigga.
It don't matter. Come on.
You ain't about to hold me on that Ali TV. Oh,
I picture that nigga slapping Donkey off of Shrek. I can't unsee that shit. We make it waffles.
I'm telling you. So did y'all agree with Will Smith with what he did? Do y'all agree with it, or what's y'all thoughts on it?
Whether we agree with it or not, it happened. I don't per se agree with it because it's just jokes. And you know Chris Rock tells jokes. He was joking on everybody. You can't get mad because he singled that woman out. And I don't think he knew about the little alopecia shit. But let's keep it hot. Jada always wore her hair in some crazy shit. Shortcut, Kodak knot, bald head. She always did this shit. So, I mean, it ain't like he said nothing about her cheating or nothing like that.
Yeah.
But that's what made him that
good point.
Me.
That nigga ain't smacked August Alcina.
First off, he ain't had no choice because he's laughing. He ain't had no choice but to get up there and smack her because that shit made her uncomfortable. And he seen that. And now I ain't got no choice but to smack the shit out you because you. This some shit she be in the crib crying about. Breaking
she
the fuck down about
that.
Every night. She take
she
her wig off and she mad she got a bald head now. So for you to do that shit in front of the world, it's a problem. And you disrespect publicly, I'ma violate publicly. I'm not gonna wait and then you say something later. I'm gonna come up and I'm gonna smack the shit off you. Keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth.
You don't know
her enough to know that this ain't some shit she play about, then you should keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth. And I mean, ain't nobody else gonna do that now. Who else gonna come up there thinking that shit funny?
I see what you're saying, but everybody laughed at the joke.
That's
even
the
Will
problem.
Smith
that,
joke.
That's the problem. That's the problem. You go home and you cry about this shit every night, and he got the whole world laughing at you. That's the problem. And that's
what about
look?
What about when Cat Williams was talking about little Tink Tink with the fucked up leg? That nigga was real.
Was Tink Tink sitting front row?
That's not the same.
Was Lil Tink Tink sitting front row?
He could have been. We don't know.
Hey, did Lil Tink Tink would have had all rights?
What about when D-Ray Davis told that man about his bitch? He's like, "If I make her stand up that quick, see how quick she suck a nigga dick or something." You remember that shit?
But that's just jokes. That's not some shit that she go home crying about at night.
I mean, how is Chris Rock supposed to know?
You ain't wipe no tears, cool, man. You ain't gonna suck no dick. I know you ain't. This ain't some shit she go through. That's some shit Jada go through.
I'm about to be Chris Rock real quick. How much shit does Jada not cry about at the house? She probably cry about every fucking thing. They have a problem. They've been having problems. Let's keep it a band.
She's been on her show talking about it, though.
This ain't
Let's keep it a
been
band.
On her show
Will Smith,
about it.
Will Smith laughed straight in that motherfucker's face. Straight in Jada Pinkett's face. She looked at Chris Rock and she looked at Will Smith.
That's why he had to smack the shit out of it.
because you got me laughing at this stupid shit.
You got me laughing at you got me laughing at she don't think this shit funny. This ain't never been funny but funny to her. She ain't bald by choice. It'd be one thing if she was bald because she wanted to go bald. She bald now because her shit don't grow right and she don't like it.
She bald because she fucked August Alsina. That was a curse.
All right, we're not doing that. Now, since I mean, I do agree. I mean, you gotta stick up for your wife in that instance. But now, if you the shoe on the other foot, you're Chris Rock, and you get slapped. What is your thought?
He
what is your reaction?
That shit
what are
well.
You doing as the host of the Oscars?
I'm gonna do what he did. He handled that shit real well. He handled it well. He didn't even touch his face. He handled
Show
that shit. Well.
He wanted to touch his face though. He did.
Show must go on.
I mean, look, Chris Rock. Chris Rock just gave you that same Chris Rock face, the same face Donkey give you with his mouth wide open. It's the same Chris Rock expression.
Yeah, he ain't no character. He definitely didn't break. He was Chris Rock the entire time.
That's also another reason why that wouldn't have been my first impulse to go. He just smacked me. I felt that. I ain't about to. Chris Rock ain't no husky motherfucker. I'm not about to rush to go fight this husky. He just smacked the shit out of me. He said it. Will Smith just smacked the shit out of me. I'm not about to rush to go smack. I'm not about to rush to go. Fight this nigga.
Look, that nigga turned around. I would hit him over the head with the mic. Boom, nigga, fuck.
And he either ate that and told you to fuck up. He even told Chris Rock on the Oscars. And now black people can't go nowhere.
We can't go nowhere.
Now black
people can't go nowhere.
We don't know if Chris Rock got hands. We know he got a strong jaw. We don't know if he got hands.
He got a jaw.
Smack.
He got a jaw.
That was a smack. He wasn't trying.
He got a chin.
He wasn't trying to chin check you. He was trying to just check it. I'm going to check you. You know, that's not a joke. And this household that we live at, we don't play about bald head jokes. We cried different,
man.
They be in here crying about that shit. I'm about to hold my lady down. You had me in here laughing. Now I got to smack the shit out.
So now let's go a little further. You just got smacked. The show ends. You remember you just got smacked. What's your move? Cause if the smack happened, yeah, it's over with now. You let it brew for a little bit. You done calmed down. You may have got even more upset, but you realize, yo, he really smacked me.
All right, am I Chris Rock?
You
or
Chris
am
Rock?
I myself?
Will Smith can go home, go to sleep good. That's fine.
I mean,
Chris Rock.
What are you supposed to do? Them niggas is big stars. They're not about to make that shit fuck their money up.
I respect Chris Rock for apologizing.
You mean Will Smith?
No,
Will Smith didn't apologize. He apologized to everybody else but Chris Rock.
He said, love make you do some crazy shit. That's what he said.
It's another one out there. He got Chris' name shit. In it.
Huh?
He didn't apologize. I could have sworn it was another apology out there. He said something to Chris.
Chris Rock, he apologized. He said, as a comedian, you know what I'm saying, sometimes you don't know which line you're supposed to cross and what's not. Tonight I crossed the line, nose on some shit. You know what I'm saying? Paraphrasing clearly, but yeah, no, he apologized. He apologized. He felt like he crossed the line. I didn't. He wasn't doing it to hurt no feelings. Of course, he was just being a comedian. But
he crossed the line.
That was a line that he crossed that he didn't realize he crossed, and he was apologizing for it. I respect him for that. It's my fault. That shit not a joke. Where you all sit at the dinner table? That shit not a joke.
I'm not gonna lie to you.
He probably just thought she shaved her head though, man.
Yeah, he said he didn't know. He said he didn't know about that.
I just thought she shaved her head.
I don't think Chris Rock did nothing wrong. Chris Rock was just being a host of the show. She's sitting front row. I'm going to make it dope. That's all he's doing. He wasn't trying to disrespect nobody, but the person you made a joke about, this shit ain't even halfway a joke. So
What I want to know is, why did this happen?
It's going to be a long-ass flight home if I don't smack the shit out you right now. It's going to be a long flight home.
I'm chilling.
If I don't smack the shit out of you right now. What's that? And I ain't trying to take that ride home.
It's a different story. If we wasn't on TV, it would have been a different story. But he handled that shit well because they was on national TV everywhere.
Right.
Look, we got to go after the fact, though.
Yeah, but have we been like after the show in the club over?
Twitter already blown up. Your phone got the mentions. You know what I'm saying? You done seen all the jokes. You done seen everything. That I'm not gonna lie. I gotta see Will face to face. Not the fight. I gotta at least see him.
You know it's gonna turn out to be a fight.
I gotta at least see him to either apologize or like, yo, fam. What did I do wrong?
Hey, look.
I feel
fuck
like
that.
It'd be a fight.
Fuck all
even
that.
If I
would've been like,
fight, I gotta ask, what did I do wrong? You feel me?
Nah, I would've been like, Will, what the fuck? You was laughing and everything, nigga. The fuck, nigga?
You gotta talk about all that. I gotta talk to you because you did laugh.
Yeah, I'd be like, you was laughing at all of that, nigga. The fuck? And you smacked me?
Yeah, you seen me laugh and you seen me look over into my wife's face and she was disgusted by me laughing.
Now, he didn't
you
see that.
You fucked me she up, seen... nigga, because I laughed. If the whole room laughed and I didn't and I just said, keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth, I'm still cool. But I laughed. Now I gotta go over the top. I gotta go over the top.
Gotta have that conversation.
You got me in here laughing. That shit not funny.
You gotta have that conversation.
That nigga just had to keep it up. Like once he slapped that nigga, he had to keep the impression up that he was mad. He really wasn't mad.
No, he really wasn't mad. It was a G.I. Jane joke. Keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth. You don't know that that's not a joke.
Look,
that's why
he was laughing. That's what I'm saying. He was laughing only until Jada gave him that look.
And he
Jada,
had right. He had
Jada made that nigga suit up. That's all that was. Jada made that nigga suit that shit. Like, you gonna do something? Pac was not that nigga.
Me, I'm always put myself in that whatever shoe.
What did you doing?
That's my wife. I gotta smack the shit out you now.
So lay down.
I got you. I ain't got no choice. She be in the motherfucking crib crying about being bald head now. So, because she's not bald head by choice. She got to cut it because she don't grow hair in some spot. So now I got to cut
hair
all of it. She ain't trying to do that.
You keep bringing up she's bald head. I actually with Chris and Rock.
Like TJ said, she known for switching it the fuck up. She stayed with a different cut. And now she can't do none of that. She known for what her hair doing some different shit. Now she can't. She gotta go bald because her shit don't grow everywhere.
She can get a fucking wig like the rest of these women.
Right. But you take that fucking that's why Will gotta take it personal. Because when she take that wig off, I'm right there when she crying.
Man, they got all the money in the world. She can get a hair transplant. She better get the fuck over that
disease. That's a disease. It ain't just you don't think they got all like you said, they got all the money in the world. I'm sure they explored all of that. None of that's gonna work.
You're gonna have to buy a whole new scalp, man.
Yeah, real shit. We're gonna have to remove that scalp and get you this one. No. Who going with that?
All right.
So now you're
gonna have to rock the baldy, man.
Now let's get off of Jada Pinkett Smith and like I know he feels about the slap.
That's what the slap was about.
No, right.
That was
rake,
the only reason to slap.
Rape the slap.
Break the slap.
Break the slap.
Break the
oh,
slap.
Yeah, he tripped. You were supposed
to. If we're going 1 to 10, he gets to 12. Because that was some gangster shit. You at the Oscars, bro. You at the Oscars, bro. I don't give a fuck where we at, bro. I smack the shit out you about mine, bro.
She won the war.
I smack the shit out you about mine. I don't give a fuck where we at.
Rate the slap. Rate the slap. Rate the slap.
One out of 10, I'll give him a slap, a 20, because after he slapped the nigga, he won the award for slapping that nigga.
Yeah.
That's
what put it at the top because he won right after that. Like,
he was
crying.
That was
his
category?
No.
I was about to say,
he was like, I seen you slap.
No.
Did you hear that? The security was like, I seen this shit happen, but where was you though? It was like, hey, what the fuck's that? The niggas like, you want some two old men? No. Kiki was taking like some bitches.
The red pop?
Right. And Chris Rock had that same red pop. So, no. I got to host this show.
that man. No, Questlove won the award for best documentary. He won the Oscar for that. That's the slap happened to it led to the documentary. And then Questlove gave a great speech. It was like, damn, the slap was in front of that. So that's what everybody talked about.
How you follow that?
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man. So y'all all gave the slap. Like y'all gave the slap a high rating.
Donald, what you giving the slap, Donald?
You gotta rate the slap.
I gave that bitch a 10.
Misha, what you giving the slap?
Turbo, that one wheel, that was Mike Lowry.
That was Mike Lowry slap Pookie. That's
that
what it was.
Yeah, that was Ali, nigga. Definitely.
The me was Mike Lowry slap right. Pookie.
Right. That was definitely Mike.
But now, yeah, I get a slap 10 out of 10. That was.
But then he gave the ball back to
what you had to do, my man. You know what I'm saying?
That was.
I need somebody to draw the fish off a shark tail, smacking Donkey off of Shrek. I need that visual. I need that shit.
He was the fish off Shark Tale. He was the shark
tail. You dumb as hell.
I need that shit.
Tell you, son. So, did y'all see anything else from the Oscars?
Nope.
That's the only thing I seen. I ain't even watched
it. I didn't know the Oscar was coming on, bro.
And that's why he said that day. I agree when he said that shit was one of the greatest things in television history.
Yeah, very short on television.
That was it. That
he
was
messed up his whole next line. He's like, shit. We're here to give a documentary. I mean, we're here to give an Oscar for a documentary.
Right.
I said, oh, you flustered, brother. You might want to hurry up and get this off.
That nigga
man.
Had an outer body experience, didn't he?
Hey, like old Dr.
He even calmed down. He kept the composure, too. He was like, I could, but you know what? Chris Rock wanted to show why he was one of the greatest comedians of all time. But like, you know what?
He ain't gonna do nothing.
I'm gonna let the show go on.
It ain't gonna end nowhere. But
I think he was gonna say one of the August Alsina joke, nigga. I swear to God.
Hey, he could have.
He said what?
He thought he was gonna make an August Alsina joke.
Nah,
that would cause all out, bro.
He would have been like, that's you smacked the wrong nigga.
I don't think.
Because he said, keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth.
Right.
So you got to say Jada's name and bring up all this.
We done already covered that. That's somewhere you could have went.
You might have went.
That's somewhere you could have went. Motherfucker, we don't care. We over that. That shit ain't nothing.
Oh, man.
We fuck other people. Y'all just know August Alsina. That's the only difference.
Yeah. So y'all
are the baddest bitches on the planet. Y'all don't know none of them. That's the only problem.
Getting no pussy, August Alsina was. That's the only person that was fucking in that relationship. So I'm gonna tell you that right now.
That's where I'm not gonna. Why wouldn't Will Smith be fucking some of the baddest bitches on the planet?
Let's not get into this, y'all.
Why wouldn't he? But act like he's a victim. Y'all don't know what he putting down. Yo, what his closet look like? He putting shit down. And Ben knew since we was in like middle school, we knew that they got an open relationship. They do their thing. Swingers party, whatever the fuck they get into. They fuck other people and they cool with it. We gonna
I'll tell you what. We ain't never heard about Will Smith. Ain't never heard of Will Smith. Nobody
album about it. That's the only difference.
That means I'm gonna drop my album.
I'll be all over the world fucking some of the baddest bitches on the planet. I'm cool. not just waiting on Jada to come back home. What? How that sound? Fuck. Damn, she done fucked on me again. No.
That's why that nigga was going crazy. He was losing his goddamn mind.
We're gonna keep it pushing.
Like that.
All right, we're gonna keep it pushing. Oh man, y'all boys crazy.
TJ, you gotta introduce your topic.
Man, I forgot. Okay, yo, it's two times in this motherfucker. Okay, my topic was when the man falls behind on child support, why does he always end up in the prison system? But if a woman's having a hard time with child support, her ass, Section 8. What's up with that? Callers.
Okay, so let me.
Let's keep it. Just want to know. I don't know female jail because they can't get support. I hear them getting Section 8. Oh, you have. We're going to give you Section 8 vouchers. You pay about $20, $40 in rent.
Well, let's be clear real quick. Let's be clear. How many of these women are on child support?
Shit.
Because there's a lot of good dads out here. They're on child support. and they can't take care of their child, I don't think they would get Section 8. I would think they would get Section 8 because they're not getting child support money from the father. They're not getting no assistance from the father at all, and they can't take care of their baby and live. You know what I'm saying?
What about vice versa when the mama leaves? There's some sorry ass mamas out here too.
Nah, for sure, for sure. But do the men put them on child support and make them pay every in the court?
That's a good question.
I don't know if y'all know the stories. Then y'all let me know, because
man, listen,
because women will definitely put the man on child support.
They on child support
because. Well, I mean, if y'all know, please tell me. I really haven't heard any stories of it.
Nah, I ain't
if I had a computer, I'd shoot you, but I don't got a computer in front of me.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? But to the first part of your question, it's the, you know, the what the woke people say is you try to get the father out of the household, then it then messes up a whole family.
That's the
argument from old times, you know what I'm saying? Get the father out of the household, then you literally destroy the community and destroy the family and stuff. That's one argument, because you put a lot of fathers are either locked up or somewhere off doing something, God knows what, and not taking care of their kids. It destroys the kid. Most times, it destroys the kid. And, you know what I'm saying? They got to figure things out after that. And the woman has to bust her ass, which then makes the kid go, I gotta get some money. I'm tired of seeing that. But the only time I've seen a father really take care of kids in a movie, and that was
boy, you Will fucking dumb as shit. You know what? Get off this goddamn
podcast. You asked the question and you ain't gave no examples, bro.
You said the only time.
That's the only time I've seen it. You said don't lie. I'm not lying to you. I'm being completely honest. I have not seen it.
I'm gonna tell you what. You gotta get some friends. You gotta get you some friends with some good families and with both parents.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay. With both parents. Cause I wasn't raised like that neither, but still I got some friends with good parents.
I don't know no one, bro. I don't.
It's time for you to expand your horizons. Man,
expand my horizon, bro. What? I've joined the military, brother. What you mean?
So I know you got white friends with both parents.
I could. I can't go to prison right now. I gotta change. I gotta. Come on, man. Like the only thing this is gonna pull out.
I mean, he ain't got no example either.
The only thing I could say, but. The difference is with me and Corey, we only lived with our pop for a couple of years. But our mom was in Kuwait. She was working and shit, so it wasn't your topic, but that's the only thing I can think of was being with our dad. Right, that's the only thing. I can't think of nothing else. I really can't think of nothing else. I really can't.
Just think it down. Yay, boy.
Bro, I'm trying to. We have to talk, bro. We have to talk. We can't sit here in silence.
I didn't grow up in like the household with both my parents, but both my parents took care of me. Like, if I called my pops, you know what I'm saying? He made sure I got it, type shit. If my mama ain't had,
right? No, for sure, but that's not the question.
No, I'm saying
that's not what the question is. I get you. If you want to tell it too.
Did you know anybody growing up who was raised by their dad and their mom wasn't shit and was trying to some help from their mom?
See, I didn't hear the mom part.
Yeah,
plenty of motherfuckers
grow up without their pop. And their mom is the only one, like, their mom raised them and their grandma raised them, something like that. But it's rare you see a situation where raising the kids and the mom doing whatever, or she ain't got her shit together, or the mom not in the life. Did you know anybody? And then the pop, that makes it even more rare, you ask me. The pop looking for child support from the mom.
Looking for child support.
That don't really happen a whole lot.
I've literally only seen it on The Pursuit of Happiness. Is the only time I've seen it.
Boy, I'm fucking done.
That's literally it.
Yeah, Will Smith back again.
That's it. That's the only time I've seen it,
Will
bro.
Will Smith back again.
Can someone tell me another time?
No. Daddy's little girl.
Okay.
Goddamn.
Tyler Perry, my nigga.
I better quit playing with my nigga TT, nigga. Hold us down.
You know what I'm saying?
Hold us down, Tyler Perry.
I ain't never seen it in real life.
Hey, just because of Tyler Perry's mention, this motherfucker killed me saying he be fucking on his wife in the Tyler Perry voice and the Madea voice. This motherfucker crazy.
Hell no.
You
said it, bro.
You was doing a lot of on your wife.
He was doing a lot of technical.
Yeah, doing a lot of technical. You be bombing on your wife and Madea slip out. How?
Hello.
Bro? How?
Hello.
That shit.
Hello.
How?
Yeah, right. How? When he nut. Hello. Bow. That's out of pocket, yo. He a wild motherfucker, yo. He a wild motherfucker for that.
Oh, man.
He a wild motherfucker for that. Damn.
But, yeah, man, I ain't heard it, though.
But, nah, yeah. That,
I ain't never heard of it.
That's probably rare.
If I had a computer in front of me, I'd Google it. But
Pop looking for child support.
Yeah, I can't Google that.
I'm sure it's out there. Motherfuckers out there.
Probably is.
Pop doing all he can, working two jobs.
Yeah.
And the mom ain't shit, strung out on something. Ain't no telling.
Out sucking dick money.
Damn.
Right. Imagine that song from a nigga.
I don't want to imagine.
Imagine that song from a nigga.
Hey, Rod Wave going to sing that bit.
Oh my god, Rod Wave, right?
I can't listen to that nigga, man. He made me sad as fuck. I've been thinking about all the niggas that just died and everything. Listen to Rod Wave. I mean, Rod.
Oh man,
it's gonna be Rod Wave with anybody.
That's a talented young nigga, though. I ain't gonna lie.
For sure,
he's a talented young nigga.
That nigga,
you're talented young nigga.
So then man, I don't even know how to attack that topic. I don't know how to go with that topic, man. Because we could talk about the deadbeat dad situation. That's a
dead horse. Ain't no point in being that. That's a dead horse.
We can talk about that. That's a some shicey motherfuckers.
You don't really see the. You don't really see the reverse.
Yeah, you don't see, I mean, not, like I
but
said.
The system was designed the other way.
Yeah.
We put a whole lot of shit out here to attract black males out to so they don't want to live that family lifestyle, and then we make benefits for females who are out here by themselves. Destroy the black household, you destroy, in my opinion, the most important thing in the motherfucking world.
Anybody got else to add? Anything else to add?
Hell no.
All right, Donald, do you remember your topic you had? I think we all do. We all remember it. But...
The talking about the topic that I said the last time we was here, or what?
Yo. You remember your topic?
You talking about the topic that I said the last time we was here?
The one at Malay's house, yeah. At Mitra.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Damn. Well, introduce it for us real quick.
Oh, all right. My topic is, would you rather go back and visit your ancestors, or would you rather go to the future and visit, like, you know what I'm saying, your great-great-grandchildren type shit? Mm-hmm.
Say that one more time for me. My bad, bro.
I said, would you rather go to the past and visit your ancestors, or would you rather go to the future and visit your great, great, you know, grandchildren and all that?
I'm going to the past.
Going to the past?
Yep, I'm going to the past because I got to know where I came from and how did I get here.
I don't want to see none of that shit back then. You sent me to the future.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not saying we gonna get whipped and shit. I'm just saying I want to see my people.
You might get hit with crossfires.
Why would you pick the future, Donald?
Yeah, why would you pick the future, bro?
I don't know.
Yeah,
because I just don't want to go to the past. Right.
Do we? All right. Since you made that shit up, do we get to pick how far we go back?
Or
how far forward?
That's a good question. I don't know. I mean,
it's your question.
Well, so, nigga, you making the rules? How you gonna know?
Yeah, I don't know.
Nigga, what if God said, "Woke up one day, said, I don't know, boy, we be in trouble."
It's your. You say yes or no, Donald. It don't matter if you don't want us to go back. If we could pick how far we go, I'm going back, and I'm going back like 15, 20 years. And I'm going to give my – I'm going back with all of the Super Bowl winners, all of the fucking NBA – and I'm going to be a millionaire by the time I'm 13.
No, I'm saying like
– I'm betting major – I'm getting a couple dollars up. I'm betting major bread on all of the winners because I already know what the fuck about to happen.
But I'm saying, though, you got to go back far enough to meet your ancestors, though. Like,
That's why I asked if we could choose how far we go back, because if I could – if I can go back and just get myself all the motherfucking clues, point myself in the right direction, I'm gonna just do that. It's not fuck my ancestors, but fuck going to them if I can set me and my kids' futures up.
So I got one more question about it. One more question.
Yeah.
Are you stuck in that time, or do we pop back in 2022?
I'm saying after you done, you know what I'm saying, doing what you got to do and saying what you got to say, yeah, you come right back. But you can only pick if you can go to the future or the past.
Okay, so bet. I'm going to the past. I'm going to see all my people in the past. But that's just like saying, like, I'll be able to go to Africa and visit my kinfolk in Africa once I meet them. I can go back and visit them niggas. So I'm like, yeah, I'm going to be connected in America and Africa. So, I mean, shit.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I would go to the future.
Yeah, if I can't pick how far, I would go to the future.
I'm gonna steal all the adventures first and foremost.
I'm
gonna steal everything.
What if you go to the future, learn all the tricks, and that shit ends.
Come back with the same thing. I come back with the same thing.
You said what, TJ?
I said, what if you go into the future and you pick the wrong fucked up year and it just happened to be the year that the world ends? You just fucked up.
As long as I got a laptop, as long as I got a computer, bro. I'm just, as long as I can buy a computer.
Yeah, I know I'm going back. Yeah. And now I know when the world ended. All right. All of the picks. I need all of the picks. I'm getting major bread on all of the picks.
I'm saying that's really what I'm going for.
All of the picks.
I'm gonna see my grandkids and all
that.
I'm gonna see them
from day one. I think this team gonna win. I think because you know the future bets them the big ass.
I'll go back in the past because you know the future's in the past.
Ain't no fucking way.
I'm
rattling them bitches off. Rattling them bitches off.
Scores and everything.
Got him.
Hey, look though. Y'all know that they had technology back in the day, so the future might have already came in, and we just starting it all over again and some shit like that. Because they had got them modern technology, like they had shit that we couldn't explain back then. The pyramids were like a time machine or some shit like that, they said. Pyramids was perfectly aligned with the three stars right under pyramids. I was like, damn, that shit actually smart how they did that shit, but how did they do it?
For sure. But you gotta also remember, that's when you start digging into aliens. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know I don't really know where my ancestors started, so how do I know it's gonna be them?
Yeah. That's why you gotta go in the past, my nigga, so you can find out. I'm going to find out who made the pyramids. I'm about to find out all this shit.
Right,
y'all know your ancestors popping up right next to their bed.
How creepy is that gonna be?
Right. Nigga, what you doing in our bedroom? What the fuck you got on? What the fuck is a sneaker?
Got on a Nike fit?
What the fuck is a Nike?
You're going to see a Nike check on a pyramid like Nike.
How far are we going back? What the fuck is a shirt? How far are we going back? Socks, nigga. What?
I'm going all the way.
You
I'm
ain't
going
hot.
All the way.
You know what I'm saying? Because if you, because one, I don't know who my ancestors are, so.
Like your shirt look like it's a white beater.
You know what I'm saying? We don't, if you don't, you might have, I mean, you could have the Kings or you could have somebody else. We don't know. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, but
you,
that's,
you be the determining factor. Hey, yo, man, don't go to this battle they want to wage. Don't do it. You're not going to win this one. I know the history. Don't win this. Don't try this one.
How do I know I'm going to speak their language?
Yeah, so. Okay.
I know if I go to the future, I'm going to some shit that's just going to be more advanced than what I'm doing now.
Man, you're not even going to know how to work a goddamn phone in the future. You don't know how the fuck I work this shit.
Hey, I'm going to learn it. Get the schematic.
They're not even going to have different phone companies. They said how long we got.
Right.
If I go to the future, it's going to be a future saying, oh, yeah, you already came back. That's why we up like this. Yeah. Why you think we millionaires, bro? Why you think we living like this?
You forgot. You've been here.
Yeah, we've been waiting for you for a minute. I'm sitting right here because you were supposed to come right now.
Hey, look, I go back. Hey, look, you hear me? I go back in the past and drop Reasonable Doubt, Blueprint 1 and 2. I'm about to get that money, nigga.
He's gonna be the greatest
musician
ever.
You feel me? I'm gonna be the greatest, nigga. I'm be like, Big, don't hop in that car with them niggas, yo. I'll be like, Pop, don't fuck with them niggas, B.
Don't fuck, don't go there.
Don't go there, man.
But no, I wouldn't do
that. But yeah, that'd make it a different conversation, Because if we going back to our ancestors, I mean,
I wouldn't do.
If Donald would have said, just go back to any time in the future,
ain't no telling where life would be.
Yeah, when you're going back, you got to go back far enough to meet your ancestors.
Yeah, you gotta talking ancestors. We damn sure ain't talking pocket.
Yeah,
right. Niggas was in
the
generation before.
I'm gonna be the motherfucking world hero. I'm gonna let them niggas know about 9/11. I'm like, bro, they gonna wreck a plane in this building. I swear to God, on everything I love, they gonna Allah. I'm like, I gotta get the fuck up out of there. I'm gonna call a bomb threat in an hour before that shit happens.
No matter which way I go, I'm going to cheat. I'm going to cheat. Whether it's to set them up or it's to set myself up.
Go Kobe back in time, tell Kobe got to get on that helicopter. I'm like, Kobe, don't hop on that bitch, dog.
I don't give a fuck about the consequences. I'm definitely a millionaire. I'm definitely telling Kobe not to get on that jet, that plane. I'm a dad. Push up. My God, definitely be around.
I'm gonna tell Chris Benoit, don't do it.
Yeah, put the work down.
I ain't lie, that's hard. That was hard. That was hard,
man. I'm gonna be a betting genius. He ain't missed yet. It don't matter what we talking about: boxing, basketball, baseball, soccer.
I'm saving niggas' careers, yo. I'm gonna like Paul George. I'm gonna like, you gonna break your leg in this game, bro. Just take it
easy. Just start celebrating. If he pick your team, start celebrating.
I'm taking Stephen A's job. We're gonna be me and Shannon up there.
Man. You gotta leave Stephen A. That's the reason I watch this shit. Take Skip Bayless' job.
Take everybody's job. All right, Charles. Any more thoughts on this topic? I wasn't gonna do a speed round, but I'm
Nigga, they're gonna have Beats by Tim, nigga. Oh my God. Have that money, nigga.
Oh man,
come out my clothing line, Teezy, nigga. Woo! These niggas Teezy, nigga. These shit is hard, nigga. I'm gonna skip the homeless clothes though. I ain't gonna do that shit.
It took me a minute to catch that one.
Hey, look. When I seen Kanye West first drop that shit, that nigga looked like the 2K player at 60 ratings. I was like, man, this nigga tripping.
And then that shit started going crazy.
He had a brown shirt
with some fucking regular ass pants and some crazy ass shoes. And that shit went, get the fuck out of here.
All right. So that concludes the topic. We'll do a speed round real quick before we get up out of here. I got a couple. Well, do y'all have any before I start shooting off the hip?
Nah, you go ahead.
They don't got nothing. All right, we're gonna start with a sport
DC,
one.
DC or Marvel?
Marvel.
What are we talking about? Movies or games?
Anything. Okay. DC or Marvel? If it's DC, it's DC. If it's Marvel, it's Marvel. Everything that comes with it.
I'm gonna go Marvel because of the cinematic universe.
Batman, Batman or Superman. I'm picking Batman. That's my nigga. I'm sorry. Powers or not.
Hey man, that white power's a thing, man.
That nigga got money, though.
That white privilege.
Yeah, he got that white privilege.
Batman, because he know how to beat. I mean,
are they pulling up to the parking lot? And I'm going to go
Superman. Nah, just have time to prepare. He nigga, how he does, nigga. He got time to prepare. You know how Batman do. He not got the one man to steal off Batman on
everybody, except God. I'm picking Batman over everybody except God.
Fact.
No. If he gets time to prepare.
If Superman is in, I'm about to, because the only thing about Superman is he don't kill nobody. So he ain't never fought Batman to try to kill him. Yeah, if Superman is in, I'm about to go kill this nigga mode. I'm going Superman every time. I don't give a fuck what booby traps you set up, my nigga.
That nigga had that kryptonite ready, dog. Are you crazy?
I'm going to blow up whatever building you in.
I'm going to crush that nigga.
What you going to do when I laser vision through the pipelines and then blow them shits up?
You know I'm not in no building, nigga. I'm outside with it, nigga. I'm in the Batmobile with it, nigga. You're going to have a mist.
Over. No, the whole city of Metropolis. No. You have a mist.
I'm going to find wherever you are. I'm going to blow that building up, and then wherever you move to, I'm going to come blow that shit up too. You a person at the end of the day.
Okay.
I'll blow the building up and then run in to come get you and be perfectly fine and beat the bullshit out of you.
Snap your neck.
And then make sure I finish the job. And be perfectly fine when I leave.
Okay, okay. X-Men or the Avengers?
The X-Men are actually supposed to be a part of the Avengers.
They in the same zone?
Some of them supposed to be in it. In the comics, some of them are in it, like Wolverine and Deadpool. So you said X-Men or the Avengers?
Squad vs. Squad. I'm going Avengers. They got a god on me, team.
Okay. Is Deadpool part of X-Men?
I mean,
if Deadpool isn't, I'm going Avengers.
That's fine, too.
Because Deadpool can't die.
I'm going motherfucking X-Men because Jean Grey gonna fuck everybody up, nigga. Between her and Storm and Magneto.
Thor come out, and Hulk come out. It's gonna get real.
It's gonna be very real.
Hey, look, Jean Grey gonna fuck the Hulk up easily, and goddamn,
she gonna stop a bolt of lightning.
It's Jean Grey, Nick. Are you the Phoenix, Nick? Are you serious?
She gonna stop 12 of them?
I'm gonna see a Phoenix and Jean Grey. It's two different things.
It's the Phoenix, my nigga. It comes with the package, nigga. It's the Phoenix.
Just look.
Ain't nobody fucking with Jean Grey on that squad, nigga. Thor neither. You see, he got his ass beat by his sister.
Thor neither.
Who was also a god.
And yeah, she was half the man. Half the man got Jean Grey.
And was stronger than the person that we're talking about now.
Yeah.
But since when did Jean Grey have super reflexes? I can stop lightning reflexes.
We talking about.
He's talking about the Phoenix. She's like, the Phoenix is like five mutants of all of them.
Of all time.
Jean Grey herself, like, the Phoenix is only like four people can beat the Phoenix. In the X-Men, I don't know about all that stuff. Only four of them. And it's not none of them. Wolverine, Storm, Rogue, Magneto, Professor Xavier.
I think Thor giving all them smoke too.
Hey, I do too.
At the end of the day, they all got regular people strength. Even though Wolverine got he's strong.
Hey, what if Magneto can control that nigga's hammer though? Nigga. That should be epic, nigga.
I'm not going to lie. That's a good question. I don't think it's the metal that he can control, but that's a good question.
He can control every metal there is.
He can control vibranium, too?
You go to that scene.
Yes, nigga. He's Magneto, nigga.
That's when you go to that scene where
I'm picking X-Men.
Odin is talking to Thor. Did I make you the god of thunder or the god of hammer?
Yeah.
That's fact. That hammer don't got nothing to do with nothing.
My power is my power.
Odin has to make you worthy of it too.
That's fact. Storm got lightning bolts, nigga. Look, lightning bolts ain't gonna do shit to Storm though. So, I mean, what you're talking about?
We're not even talking about an earthly metal.
Yeah, that's the thing. We're not even talking about something that's found on Earth.
We're talking about metal.
It says he got control over all metal. It doesn't say no earthly metal. It says all metal. Magneto.
Don't talk about Thor's metal. Though. I mean, it's a different.
Don't matter, nigga. It's metal.
Know about that type and of thing.
How do you know Odin used metal? Because you can't pick that shit up if you ain't wearing.
Well, they use the power of a star.
They use the power of a motherfucking star.
Because remember, in Infinity Wars, it was built on Nymph the Lear.
And they shot the power of a star.
Yeah, I did. Nah, I don't think he can do that with the power.
That nigga poured some hot iron into the cast skillet that was shaped like his hammer.
Man said the pan skillet.
We're talking about powers that can take a star and put that shit in a hammer.
Yeah. And then
Magneto not fucking with that.
And then it has
That's all I'm saying. If you're talking lightning bolts with Thor, then we got Storm. If you're talking the hammer, we got Magneto. Nigga, we ready for my nigga. What you want to do?
Alright, so when Storm come through with her thunder to match his thunder and they start fighting,
that's what happens.
Then we're talking about OI. It's a female. We had to do her like that because she's not a tussling type character. She could rumble, but she at the end of the day she got regular female strength. Her powers, I don't think she would let
that nigga get close to him. She gonna hit that nigga with a hurricane, spin that nigga around.
What's she gonna do when he just let his hammer fall?
Magneto gonna stop that before he get there. Come here.
I'm just gonna sit here.
Hey, look, everybody always say you can't lift his hammer, but my nigga is magnetically, physical. He can do that shit. I promise you. I'm gonna look into that shit. Magneto can do that shit.
He can control metal. Magneto can do the shit with the metal. That shit got the power of a star in him, bro. He ain't fucking with nothing like that.
Hey,
that's coming through with some shit that they ain't got. And then the Hulk, I think the Hulk is gonna be a difference maker because
The Hulk beats everybody.
When we start talking about the people who gotta fight hand to hand, ain't nobody going hand to hand with him.
I wanna see that nigga go against the Juggernaut.
The Juggernaut not beating the Hulk.
And then I'm gonna throw the Trump card down. Just short of Black History Month, I'm gonna throw the Trump card down. When Black Panther go get all of his arms. Bow. Fuck the X-Men. We're coming through with the vibranium.
Okay. And it's Black Panther versus Iron Man, nigga.
And fucking Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange is going to pop us up
in all of their fucking bedrooms. Doctor Strange is going to pop one of them orange loops up in all their bedrooms while they sleep. And we're going to send them black queens.
Yeah, pretty much.
The Dermalize.
I don't want to disrespect them. I ain't want to disrespect their name. That's what I want to do.
The Jada Pickets,
nigga.
That's a wrap. Episode 9 of the DMC podcast. Wrap. We'll catch you guys next time.
That's how you bring it full circle. Hey,
everybody, close out. This your boy, Yay Portonius.
Oh,
I catch you. Sign out, fellas.
Timmy too.
Two times, you know.
Oh, man.
We didn't get the music.
Ball head hosting.
Y'all gonna be amazed.
We out.
Man is a genius.
DMC.